Special The Last Jedi edition of Tatooine Sons. On this live podcast, we will be celebrating the release of Episode 8 in the saga. We're playing Star Wars trivia with amazing fans waiting in line and making our final guesses about what we're going to experience tonight. I only know one truth. It is time for Tatooine Sons.
There's been an awakening. Have you felt it?
If you live long enough, you see the same eyes in different people.
The Force is strong in my family.
I am your father.
Like my father before me.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Welcome, Star Wars fans. This is Tatooine Sons, your weekly look into all things Star Wars. From the unique perspective of a father, sharing his love for the amazing space fantasy saga with his two sons. I am BB Nate, and I am joined first by my brother, Samuel the Hutt.
A cheers to Star Wars fans. Thanks for tuning in. And if you're not a Star Wars fan, then that means less people have to worry about getting in line.
And of course, you can't have Star Wars without bizarre father figures. So on that note, here's my dad, the Bowtie Jedi guy.
Yeah, this is it, guys. We are at opening night. We're live, or you're listening to it later on YouTube, or watching it on YouTube, or listening to it on Spreaker or on iTunes or anything like that. There's a ton of background noise right now, and it's really a simple reason behind it. We aren't at our home where we normally can kind of keep things quiet. We're out, standing out in front of Edwards Cinemas 15 in Temecula, California, in line with about 400 or 500 people right now, it seems like, that are all getting ready to go in to see the premiere or the opening night of The Last Jedi. What do you think about that, Nate? Are you excited about this movie?
Yes, I am, and I'm ready to get in there. It's taking too long.
What time did we get? It's about 5 o'clock right now, our time, here in Temecula, California. What time did we get here, Nathan? Do you remember?
I think 2 o'clock.
Yeah, 2 o'clock right now. What time does our movie start, Sam?
It's 7:30.
7:30. But that's actually normal because we spent 4 days in Orlando, Florida this last April for Star Wars Celebration.
Yeah.
And what's the one thing we learned about Star Wars that goes along with it, no matter where you're, if you're celebrating Star Wars with fans, what can you expect?
Waiting in line.
Yeah. How long did we wait in line to see how long did your dad, that's me, how long did I wait in line to see, make sure we got in to see the Last Jedi trailer, the teaser trailer premiere in Orlando? Do you remember what time I got in line, Nathan?
1 a.m.
1 a.m. What time did they open the doors for us to get seats?
I think it was 6 a.m.
No, that was to get into the building. Oh, what time did they open up the door to let us get seats? Like actually go in there and find our seats?
Oh, I think it was about 11:30.
11:30 or something like that. It was crazy. So, all right, guys. So here's what we're going to be doing tonight. We have got some crazy Star Wars fans that are dressed in costume just like us. Nathan's dressed like Han Solo. Normally he would have been BB-8, but he's 12, which means he's growing and he can't fit into BB-8 anymore. Sam will be in the Jabba the Hutt costume, but it's kind of hard to talk on a podcast wearing a Jabba the Hutt inflatable mask right now. But he's going to be getting to that. I am in my full Jedi gear, but we've got some First Order and some Rey cosplayers over here, and we're getting ready to walk over there right now, and we're going to have a little bit of a trivia contest, all right? So this is going to be a really simple trivia contest. The way this is working is what we're going to do is we've got trivia questions, and we're going to ask each one of our contestants. We've got 5 contestants for the trivia question. We're going to ask each one of the contestants a series of Star Wars trivia questions. Now, the rules are they get to keep going as long as they get them right. But as soon as they get one wrong, they're out of the contest. And we're going to see who can get the most Star Wars trivia questions correct and they'll be the winner of this. All right, so we're gonna go through this here in just a second. We got some of our contestants still coming in. We're missing one, so we're gonna hope that that one gets back here in a minute. But let's go. So, all right, so let's get our first contestant. What's your name?
Kendra.
Kendra, who are you dressed as for the premiere of The Last Jedi tonight?
I'm Rey from The Last Jedi.
Rey, and she's being very specific. She's not Rey from Force Awakens. She's Rey from The Last Jedi. All right, where do you live? Do you live here in Temecula?
Yeah, here in Temecula.
Temecula, all right, cool. All right, so Sam, you're going to go first asking the questions. I'll move the mic back and forth, and we'll see how many can get, or what the most that we can get in a row are. So, you ready, Sam?
Yep. Mr. Jetser multitask in his diner's kitchen.
Six.
Is that, what's the answer, Nate, Sam?
Four.
Four? Oh! Oh, do we give her one more chance?
No.
She's out. Wow. Thank you for playing. Okay.
Not strong with you.
All right. So, Sam, Nathan, you're going to ask the next questions. All right. Okay. All right. Maybe he's lucky for her. I don't know. Let's see. Okay. This podcast may be really short.
It might be.
This. Okay. All right. So, what's your name?
Samantha.
And who are you dressed as, or what are you dressed as?
A female version of General Hux.
A female version of General Hux. You know, Hux is scary enough as it is. All right. So, we've got a female. Do you live here in Temecula, or? All right, but you said something earlier when we were asking if you would participate that you work for Disney.
I do, yeah.
What do you do for Disney?
I actually work at the Disney store here in the mall.
Disney store here in the mall. All right, so they've got some pretty cool merch right now, don't they?
Yes, definitely.
Awesome. Okay, so here we go. Nathan's going to ask the questions.
Okay, which ship is Luke on when he senses Darth Vader's presence on a nearby destroyer?
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh. I think I could give you a hint.
Simple question.
All right, I'll give you a hint. It's Empire Strikes Back. So
no, it's
Return of the Jedi. Yeah,
no.
No, it could be either.
Is it Return of the Jedi? He's looking at the answer. I'm giving false information.
They're trying to destroy the Death Star.
They're
correct?
Going to Endor.
They're going.
Is this
to,
correct? All right.
They're going to Endor.
So okay. What ship did Luke and Han and Leia and Chewie go to Endor on?
Millennium Falcon.
Oh.
No.
It's the Imperial Shuttle Tidarian, right?
That's true.
That's it.
Supposed to be simple.
All right. I thought it was going to be simple, but we'll see. Okay. All right. So we're going to move to our next contestant. What's your name?
Corey.
And you are dressed as?
Kylo Ren from The Last Jedi.
Kylo Ren from The Last Jedi. Very specific. It is different than Kylo Ren from The Force Awakens because then now everybody can buy more costumes. And so that's a smart thing to do. All right. So you live here in Temecula?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. What do you do?
Right now I'm just a student.
Just a student. That's an awesome thing. That's not just a student. That's like, just you're learning to do all these amazing things. So.
Sure.
Okay. Sure. All right. All right. Sam. Okay. Sam, you're going to go first. All right. Here you go.
All right. Who joins up with Princess Leia, Lando Calrissian, Chewbacca, and C-3PO as they are running to intercept Boba Fett's ship?
Ooh, it's a cyborg. Wait, is it the cyborg guy? Or is it Nine Nub? I'm going to go with Nine Nub because I'm not sure.
Nope. So this is really scary here, okay? So we've got a prize, but nobody wants it. We've had three contestants all strike out on the first question. What's the answer to the question, Sam?
R2-D2.
R2-D2.
What was the question?
Ask the question again.
Who joins up with Princess Leia, Lando Calrissian, Chewbacca, and C-3PO as they are running to intercept Boba Fett's ship?
Boba Fett's ship. So this is Empire Strikes Back, Cloud City. Han has been frozen in carbonite. He's being taken by Boba Fett to Jabba. And Luke is there. He's come with the X-Wing, and he's gotten separated from R2-D2. And that's when this goes on. So this is the... All right. All right, we've got it. Now we've got our only. This would be really ironic. I'm going to be honest with you. If the person that won the contest was the one out of five that didn't come in cosplay to the opening here, so we're going to go here. What's your name, bud?
Santiago,
and you're dressed as.
Well, I'm representing Kylo Ren with my shirt.
He's got a Kylo Ren T-shirt, but he's really dressed as Santiago. So that's good. Well, no, get over here. We got questions to do here. All right. Pay attention here. Okay, so Nathan, you're going to ask your question here.
Who is Luke Skywalker talking with when he insists that there is still good in Darth Vader?
Ooh, who is Luke Skywalker talking with when he insists that there is still good in him.
So I know I have three options in my mind, but I'm trying.
All right, here we go. What are your three options? Speak them up so we can all hear them.
Leia, Obi-Wan, or Yoda.
Okay, Leia, Obi-Wan, or Yoda. Right. Okay, so it sounds to me like if it was Obi-Wan or Yoda, this would be taking place on Dagobah, right?
True.
But if it's Leia, it might be on Endor.
That's what I was thinking, but I was trying to recall if Obi-Wan and Yoda appeared to him on Endor, or at least spoke to him, but I don't think so.
They didn't. So what's your answer?
So, yeah, I would say Leia then.
You're going to say Leia?
Yeah.
He's got it right, folks! Leia! All right. Next. Okay. So right now, you can stop if you'd like, and he may even not get an answer right, or you can keep going. What do you want to do? Keep going. You got to keep going because he might get to. Yeah. Okay. All right. Sorry. It's the next question.
Okay. Who is Luke talking? In which establishment is Han Solo sitting when he meets Luke Skywalker for the first time?
In which establishment is Han Solo sitting when he meets who? When he meets who?
Luke Skywalker
for the first time.
It's easy. It's the Mos Eisley Cantina.
Woo! It's the Mos Eisley Cantina. You got two in a row. All right. We're going to keep going here. All right. No pressure over there, Kylo Ren, that's getting ready to do it. Okay. All right. Next question.
Which planet does Senator Palpatine represent in the Senate?
Which planet does Palpatine represent in the Senate?
Naboo.
Naboo. Three in a row. All right. Next. We need another question. All right. Keep going.
Which four words of warning for future trench runs does Gold 5 communicate before he crashes into the Death Star?
Ooh, read the question again.
Which four words of warning for future trench run does Gold 5 communicate before he crashes into the Death Star?
Ooh, now this is the first of these questions that have been asked tonight that I do not know the answer to. So I'm a little bit concerned about this. What do you think, Santiago?
I'm lost here. I watched A New Hope last Saturday, but remembering these like really specific lines is hard.
Darth Revan's my favorite character.
I know who that is. It's an obscure character too.
Well, I mean, you can kind of recognize like the Y-wing pilots and stuff like that. So just kind of trying to think which one spoke. No, I don't know.
Don't know. What's the answer, Nate?
They came from behind.
Oh, they came from behind. All right, now, here's what's interesting. We've got three in a row, right? We got three in a row. And Kylo Ren knew the answer to the question, so he might just knock these out as we move forward. All right, you got another series of questions? Sam, it's your turn. All right, Sam's going to ask these questions. All right, give me your name, Kylo Ren.
This is Josh.
Josh. All right, Josh, and are you from here in Temecula?
No, I'm actually from Menifee.
From Menifee. Awesome. Okay, cool. All right, and just so everybody that doesn't see you listening to the podcast right now can know, what are you dressed as?
Kylo Ren. Actually, without his helmet, and I even got my liquid scarring going on.
He's got the scarring. He's got the hair dried, frock on his head right now. You know, he looks. All the girls are going to be like going crazy about Adam Driver and Kylo Ren tonight. So, all right. So here we go. We're going to ask these questions. We're going to see if we can get more than three because Santiago's the leader in the clubhouse right now. All right, here we go.
All right. Who saves C-3PO from Jabba's hungry sidekick?
Who saves C-3PO from Jabba's hungry sidekick?
So, let's see. Jabba's hungry sidekick would be Salacious Crumb. So, I'm going to say that's R2-D2.
R2-D2 is correct. All right, San Diego, you got one right. That's better than three of our contestants. All right. All right, here we go.
All right. Which room on the second Death Star is the site of Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader's final lightsaber duel?
Ooh, which room on the second Death Star is the site of Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker's final duel?
Yes. I'm going to say that's Palpatine's throne room.
Palpatine's throne room. What is correct? Is that correct?
Correct.
Correct. All right, two. All right, Sonny, are you getting nervous?
A little bit.
Don't worry, the prize isn't really all that exciting. But, okay, I mean, this is our third podcast. So, and we were not rich or anything right now. Right. So, all right.
All right. Who characterizes Palpatine's nomination for Supreme Chancellor as a surprise, to be sure, but a welcome one?
A surprise, to be sure, but a welcome. This seems tricky.
This is a tricky question. This is a very tricky
I know the answer, but it's tricky.
So, that's a tough one. That's going to be from... Gosh, episode one, The Phantom Menace.
Phantom Menace, yep.
Ooh.
This is to tie Santiago.
That's tough. I don't think it's anybody on the Jedi Council.
Okay, let's read the question one more time here, because and really read it clearly.
I'll try.
Because it took a second for me for it to click, but as soon as it clicked, I knew exactly what was going on.
Okay. Who characterizes Palpatine's nomination for Supreme Chancellor as a surprise to be sure, but a welcome one?
I'm going to say Padme.
Padme. All right. I am going to, without the answer from Sam, I'm going to go ahead and give what I think the answer is. I think it's Senator Palpatine that makes that statement.
Oh, you're right.
It is Palpatine.
It is Palpatine talking about himself, which is actually pretty ironic because he's always about himself. So,
exactly.
All right. So that means our winner is Santiago, our non-cosplay contestant. Won the contest, so we've got to give him his prize here. I promise you, it's not that exciting, but we went to find the one piece of Star Wars memorabilia that we thought was the goofiest thing we could find at this point. So it is one of these Star Wars hero mashups. You basically can take the appendages and heads off of a bunch of different characters and stick them together. So you could have a Luke Skywalker head and an Obi-Wan body and a Darth Vader leg and a Chewbacca arm and all this kind of stuff with it. So congratulations on winning this contest, Santiago. All right, do you want to make a speech or anything?
Well, I mean, I just did it for fun.
I did it for fun, which is what Star Wars is all about, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, thanks, guys. Hey, thank you guys for participating. We're going to go finish up over here. We'll come back. If we can come back and get a picture with you guys, that would be awesome. All right, thanks, guys. All right. All right, so we have our first Star Wars movie premiere contest champion. It was Santiago. He was a last-minute entry. We had gotten four. Santiago came up and asked if he would participate. So what did you guys think about that? Were you surprised at the way that went, Sam?
A little bit, yeah. Why? I was not expecting the first few people to go one and out.
It was funny because people, when we went and asked them, the first contestant, the one that's dressed like Last Jedi Rey, they all pointed to her like she was going to run the table with this contest, and she got it wrong. And I think it set the stage with that. So you know what? We should probably do like a regular Star Wars trivia contest, maybe with contestants all around in the future with this. That was a lot of fun. What did you think about that, Nate? Was that fun?
Yes, it was fun. It was different than normal, but it was fun, yes.
All right. This whole episode is different from normal.
Yeah.
And we really don't have much of a plan going forward for the rest of the podcast. We just want to talk about what we think. Now, if you listen to episode 2, which came out this last Saturday, we gave some predictions, crazy predictions sure to go wrong for the podcast. And those were intended to be like absurd and no way that they can take place and not real. Like Snoke is a hairless Chewbacca Jedi version from the future that came back to get revenge on Han Solo. We know that's not going to happen. And then Samuel the Hutt, what was your contest? I'm thinking about the contest. I'm still blown away by that. But your crazy prediction sure to go wrong.
I thought that the Death Sticks guy from episode 2.
Sleaze Begano.
Yeah, Sleaze Begano was going to become Snoke.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. All right, and then Nathan, you stole the entire episode with your crazy prediction sure to go wrong. I actually had nightmares about this over the last couple of nights. But go ahead, Nathan, remind everybody what your crazy prediction sure to go wrong was.
My crazy prediction was there was going to be like about 30 Jedi Porgs just flipping around and going to save the galaxy by that.
Yeah, it was more than that, though. Is that Luke, the reason Luke is on Octu is to train them to become Jedi Porgs to save the galaxy. And as amazing as that would be, and the whole Porg nation out there would fall in love with that idea, that isn't going to happen, is it?
No, but I wanted to.
That would be awesome. All right. Okay, so we're going to close this episode with our predictions that we really think are going to happen. These are not crazy. We actually are getting ready to go in there and see whether or not these predictions happen. And who wants to go first, Sam or Nate? Sam, wow. You're really confident in your prediction.
I really am. I said this last episode because we talked about like predictions that we thought were going to happen. And I said the same thing, but I really do think that Benicio del Toro's character, DJ, is Ezra. And I really want it to be Ezra, because that would be a great way to tie in Rebels with this new, with the larger universe. And I mean, they had a little bit with Rogue One, but I mean, to tie it in with the new trilogy, not just an anthology movie, that'd be the perfect way to do it, I think.
It would be really gutsy. of Lucasfilm and Rian Johnson to bring a cartoon character into a major role with a major actor in The Last Jedi.
But he looks the part, and he's the right age and everything.
That's,
he has the scars.
That's the big argument for it. You haven't been keeping up on spoilers. Neither have I. I'm still basically spoiler-free, but I read a lot of reactions and reviews from the premiere on Saturday and the press screenings on Monday, and I'm going to tell you that I doubt that's going to happen. But we'll see. Okay, Nathan, you're going to go next. What is your prediction that you feel confident is going to take place?
Well, I think this would bring a little bit more light into the darkness of this movie that seems a little bit very, very sad and deep. But
morbid.
Yeah, and it's gonna go with my crazy prediction. Sure to go wrong. I think the Porgs are gonna accidentally save the galaxy.
Sort of like a Jar Jar Binks kind of feel, where they're just being clumsy and they happen to fix everything. I hope not.
Well, that would make my whole movie.
I don't know what to say to that.
I really hope not.
The idea of the Porg saving the galaxy as a reality scares me a lot about the future of Star Wars franchise.
It would seem more like a kid's movie at that point, you know, like a little kid's cartoon, Saturday morning cartoon thing.
Well, it is, they do say, it's for 12-year-olds and kids and that type of stuff.
Not this new movie. That was the original Star Wars. This one is, like, going to be... They say it's one of the darkest movies yet. I don't think having Porg saving the galaxy is going to make this a very dark movie.
All right. I don't know. We'll have to see. All right, here's my prediction. All right, you guys ready for this? The biggest question that came out of The Force Awakens 2 years ago when we saw that movie was who are Rey's parents?
Yeah.
And it's been debated. Literally, people have, like, monetized YouTube channels and built a career off of Rey parentage theories. We've had Kenobi, we've had Han and Leia, we've had Luke, we've had Qui-Gon Jinn, we've had Palpatine. We've had a lot of different theories as to who Rey's parents are. And I've spent a lot of time thinking about this over the last few weeks, especially the last, you know, 3 or 4 days. And I think we've known since the second teaser or the second trailer, the first full trailer of The Force Awakens, I think we've known who Rey's parents are. Here's what I predict. I predict today at The Last Jedi, we find out that not only is Luke Skywalker Rey's father, but that Rey knew who her father was. She recognizes her father. She just doesn't know that her father is Luke Skywalker. Let me explain. That sounds like a contradiction. I think that Luke Skywalker shielded Rey when she was a young girl from knowing that he was Luke Skywalker. He kept that hidden from her. He was trying to protect her from it. So he told her legends and myths about Luke Skywalker. Because you remember on The Force Awakens, they're on the Millennium Falcon, and she hears that Luke Skywalker is real, and her first words are, "I thought he was just a myth." But then you look through, and you've got all these weird interactions between her and Han. She gets to Maz's castle, and when she leaves to go chase down Finn, Han and Maz are still sitting at the table, and the first thing that comes out of Maz's mouth are, "Who's the girl?" And I think that Han, in that sequence, when we don't see what they're talking about, is telling Maz that is Luke's daughter, but she doesn't know that her father is Luke Skywalker. She thinks he's just some normal guy that left her on Jakku. And so they're trying to figure out how to break it to her. She has the Force back vision, or the Force forward. That's one of the theories that's out there too. The Force back vision, and she comes out of it, and Maz tells her things like, whoever it is you're waiting to come back, they're not coming back, but there is someone who could, and immediately Rey says Luke. And then the rest of the movie is putting her on a trajectory of getting to Octu, and that scene at the end where they left us hanging, literally, like Mark Hamill likes to tell us, standing on the edge of a cliff with a cliffhanger, where we find out that she looks and Luke turns around, he takes his hood off, and I think Rey is looking into the eyes of who her father is, and she knows that's her daddy, and he knows that's his daughter, but she's got a lot of questions as to why she was never told that her father was actually Luke Skywalker and that he was just a myth. That is my prediction for The Last Jedi. Any thoughts on that?
Makes sense. It just makes sense for me. We watched the second Force Awakens trailer not long ago, and when I heard the line, it clicked. It just makes sense now.
What do you think about that, BB-8?
It does make sense. It would be cool, but just the thing is, who's Rey's mother then?
That would be part of the story tonight, I hope. So that's what we're going to see. All right, guys, the next time you hear from us will be Saturday morning at our normal scheduled episode that begins at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we are going to have our spoiler-filled review and reaction to The Last Jedi. But at this point, we are going to sign off, say, may the Force be with you, and enjoy this weekend as we get to experience Star Wars on the big screen all over again. And from what I hear, it is going to be a wild ride. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. And remember, may the Force be with you.
We can walk brainless.
I never ask that question till after I've done it.
We're smarter than this.
The ability to speak does not make you intelligent.